This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I have a show lined up for you today that's got a different source of raison d'etre. That's me speaking French after Jean-Luc Leroux, who's been with me on the show. Had to practice a few words, didn't I? Anyway, the show this week is going to be all about the albums that I received from County Sales recently in a big package. I've been ordering albums from County Sales in the USA, Floyd, Virginia, since 1960s, in fact, when the depot was in Dave Freeman's home in New York, and I actually visited him there in 1971 before they ever moved south. And County Sales has been a wonderful source of music for me, and then consequently for you people listening to bluegrass music on Back Porch Bluegrass. So I just recently got a big box of records and CDs from them that I sort of get half a dozen albums maybe once a year, and it's always exciting when you open the box and actually see them. It's really good fun, and the County Sales people actually put a few extra ones in there for me, and I'm just going to play you some of the music that I received, and let's have a good time together. The first band we're going to play is one that we came in contact with when you first visited the USA in 1971. It's a band called the Bluegrass Alliance, led by Lonnie Pierce, and here they are playing a song called East Virginia Blues.
Virginia, North Carolina, I did go. There I met a fair young maid, and her name I did not know. Cheeks were rosy red, on her breast she wore white lips, where I longed to lay my head. I don't want to be my dog.
I don't want to watch them sing. All I want is your heart done. Say you'll take me back again. I can't wait, and I have no wings to fly. I'll just get me a bluebird boat for to roll me over the tide. North Carolina ain't my home. I'll go back to East Virginia, even North Carolina's home.
That's the Bluegrass Alliance, and it's a little different band from the one that we saw, because the one on that album that was recorded in 1969 is Dan Creary on guitar and doing baritone vocals, Danny Jones on mandolin and doing the lead vocals, Lonnie Pierce on the fiddle and doing the tenor vocals, Buddy Spurlock on the banjo, and Ebo Walker on the double bass. By the time that we got to the USA in 1971, Dan had gone and Tony Rice was playing guitar with the band. Danny Jones had gone and Sam Bush was playing mandolin with the band. Lonnie Pierce was there. Buddy Spurlock had left, and Courtney Johnson was playing banjo with the Bluegrass Alliance, and Ebo Walker was there on bass. And we just got on well with them. They were about our age, and we loved the music and how they approached the songs, and we borrowed several songs from them. You might talk a bit that a little bit later in the program. But I'm delighted to get this Bluegrass Alliance album. That was one in the box that I got from County Sales. Really good fun. We'll talk about them again a little bit later. In the meantime, here's one of the CDs I got. That last one was an LP. This is a CD I got, and it's of a lady called Missy Werner. Drifting and Dreaming is the name of the album, and she's got some lovely songs on here, and I've selected the first one to play for you is one called The Early Morning Breeze. Missy Werner is doing the lead vocals. Dwight McCall, who's the producer of the album, is doing the harmony. Ron Stewart, who's the engineer, is also playing banjo. Tim Stafford on guitar. Alan Bybee on mandolin. Harold Nixon on bass, and Randy Cause on dobro. You've got a great lineup playing this song, Early Morning Breeze, Missy Werner.
I open up my door to greet the early morning sun, closing it behind me, and away I do run to the meadow where the meadow lark is singing in the trees. In the meadow upon the petals of a flower growing wide, freeing it, I watch it as it flies away from me to visit with the flowers in the early morning breeze. Rainbow colored flowers kissed for the early morning sun, the aster and the dahlia. Thank you. astray, for it's there I find the courage to greet the coming day. For there among the flowers I kneel gently to my knees to have a word with God in the early morning breeze. A rainbow-colored meadow kissed with early morning sun, the aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. Drops of morning dew still linger on the iris leaves in the meadow.
That was Missy Werner with the song Early Morning Breeze. It's a Dolly Parton written song, and it just sounded lovely. She sings so well, doesn't she? Well, one of the early bands that was a big influence on my bluegrass music was Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass. And we had a couple of their albums and borrowed lots of songs from them. They just really did things a way that suited us, that we really liked. And part of that was the lead singing of one Cliff Waldron. He had a very natural, very relaxed style of singing, and he just managed to be very convincing in all the songs that he sang. Well, in my package of albums from County Sales, I bought a more recent album. This came out in 2000. Cliff Waldron, he'd spent many years not playing music, and then he came back and put together a bluegrass band, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from this album throughout the program. And I'm going to start off with one called Don't Know Why. This is Cliff Waldron. The band is called the New Shades of Grass, and they're great performers. Let's hear Cliff Waldron play this song.
Sitting in the railroad station, staring at the ticket in my hand. You said if you ever left me, I would be one lonely man. Don't know why you left me, don't know why I'm alone. Don't know why you said goodbye, but I do know that you're gone. Take me back in my mind of yesterday, to a time when we were so happy, thought we would always stay that way. Don't know why you left me, don't know why I'm alone. Don't know why you said goodbye, but I do know that you're gone. I stay here with your memory. Don't know why you left me, don't know why I'm alone. Don't know why you said goodbye, but I do know that you're gone. But I do know that you're gone.
He still sounds great. Always enjoyed his music with Bill Emerson on banjo. And then when Bill left, he had Ben Eldridge playing banjo and Mike Aldridge playing dobro, and he still sounded great. Has that we'll talk about his band when we hear another track from them a little bit later. In the meantime, time for a fiddle tune, and one of the albums that I got from County Sales was Billy Baker, Fiddle Classics Volume 1. Billy Baker, I first heard on the Mountain Music Bluegrass Style albums, then on the Rebel set of four albums. Billy did a bunch of fiddle tunes and was obviously a very technically proficient fiddle player. And he also worked a great deal with Del McCurry in the early days. And because of Del, they worked together with Bill Monroe. And Billy Baker is a distant cousin of Kenny Baker. Maybe the name Baker really helps when you're playing fiddle. Anyway, he stayed in the music, and even up till recently, Billy Baker has been helping out people like Cody Norris and the Cody Norris Show. You've heard them on Back Porch Bluegrass, of course. But way back in 1979, he did a great job on some of the fiddle classics. I think the possible musicians, it doesn't say it on the album, but at the time he was working with the Bluegrass Kinsmen. That was Ebbie Jewell on banjo, James Cole on bass, Shelby Jewell on guitar, Danny Anderson on mandolin, and Billy Baker was playing the fiddle. Here he is doing a tune called I Don't Love Nobody. Ending at the end of the album. Oh, that was Billy Baker playing I Don't Love Nobody. Wasn't that a great version of the song? Well, another CD that was in the package from County was Stanley Brothers Traditional Bluegrass Gospel. I'll Meet You in Church Sunday Morning. And there's a lovely picture on the front of the CD of Ralph and Carter standing there. It says Gusto GT0569 number 2, put out on the Gusto labels, but much of it was also music, I think, from the King labels. Stanley's recorded lots of their songs different times for different record labels. It's hard to tell where the music actually came from and who was on the session. John Hartley Fox is an expert on that, and he'd be able to tell me who was playing on all these songs, but I have to admit I don't know. But I've selected a song that I really enjoy, Who Will Sing For Me, at our Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session just this last weekend. One of the band members sang this song and did a pretty good job of it too. Here are the Stanley Brothers with the song Who Will Sing For Me.
Oft I sing for my friends as dead. journey's end. Who will sing for me?
Carter Stanley's voice, I reckon he epitomised the great lead singing of bluegrass music, and can't get enough of that. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Alliance again. Interesting thing about this band, the Bluegrass Alliance, and I'm delighted to see it on this album. Danny Jones was playing guitar in 1969-1970, and he left this band, and he was playing with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys at Bean Blossom in 1971, and we got to talk to Danny Jones quite a bit and had a few cups of coffee with he and his wife, and it was really good talking to him. And I remember he kicked off Uncle Pete in one of the Bill Monroe concert sessions like that, with that regular guitar lick, doom, ba-doom, doom, you know, like that, in the key of A. Unfortunately, he did it in the key of G, and he kicked off the song, and the whole band looked pretty surprised and carried on playing the song in A, and he quickly changed to his A and got into it. And Bill Monroe leaned over and said something to him. And I remember we asked him afterwards, what was it Bill said? And it was something like, that was a pretty hot guitar lick you played there, boy. Oh, we thought he must have been mortified when he kicked off the best-known song the Bill did with the Bad Run. Oh, that was the Bluegrass Alliance. Anyway, let's listen to them doing a traditional bluegrass song, it says here. I always associated with the Stanley Brothers, but here's the Bluegrass Alliance doing the Hills of Rowan County.
Beautiful hills in the midst of Rome County. That's where I have roamed for many long years. That's where my heart is tending most ever. That's where the first step of misfortune I made was about 30 years when I courted and married Amanda Hillbred, would soon be my wife. But her brother stabbed me for some unknown reason. Just 3 months later, I'd taken Tom's life. 25 years, this world I have traveled. I've been to old England, to France and to Spain. But I miss my old home, way back in Rome County. and I came back again. Jury came in with the verdict next morning. A lifetime in prison was the words that I heard. When the train pulled out, poor mother stood weeping. And sister, she said, all alone with a sigh. God bless you, God bless you, goodbye.
It's the Bluegrass Alliance, and I think they're a fine band. I love the lead singing of Danny Jones. He has a great voice, and I'd not really heard him much apart from with Bill Monroe, and I'm really impressed with the Bluegrass Alliance. Some of the music that they did was just great. That guitar break by Dan Creary was worth listening to lots of times too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you the music that arrived in a big box on my front porch from County Sales Records in Floyd, Virginia. And it's always exciting when you open a package and find out what you've ordered. And they always stick in a couple of little things as well, extra as well. Folks at County are very generous in what they give out, and they spread the word of bluegrass music everywhere, as is this show. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're the shop that you go to get all your music accessories and your instruments. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 60 years and doing a fine job of it. So go and see the folks at Shearer's and tell them you heard about them from Back Porch Bluegrass, and they'll be tickled pink. And David Shearer will be very pleased that he's getting his name spread around through Back Porch Bluegrass, won't you, David? One of the albums that I got in my box of tricks from County Sales was John Duffy and Charlie Waller and the Country Gentlemen, and this is called Bluegrass at Carnegie Hall. And it wasn't a recording made at Carnegie Hall when they did their concert there, but they did the album to commemorate the event, Bluegrass at Carnegie. And this collection has got some real classic country gentleman stuff. John Duffy on mandolin, Charlie Waller on guitar, Eddie Adcock on banjo, fine trio singing, of course, and Tom Gray on bass. He's underpinned so many good bands in the Washington area, but he started with the country gentleman, or that's where I first heard of him, the country gentleman, and went on to play in Seldom Seen and lots of other bands as well. And I've selected two tracks, These Men of God and then Red Rocking Chair. And this is classic country gentleman. I hope you're going to enjoy. Just like the last one, sometimes the recording standards of the time are a little bit different. There was a period when that last album was recorded, and this one was recorded that some of the engineers got carried away with the sort of reverberation on the lead vocals and a bit more echo there than I would choose to have, but we can enjoy the music anyway. Here's the country gentleman.
Go down yonder, Moses, down in the land of Egypt. Did obey. He set our children free. Climb up on the mountain, God told Abraham. Take your son and burn him, God told Abraham. Abraham did obey. Mama next payday, Lord, Lord, I'll sing it to your mama next payday.
honey baby now. Lord, Lord, I ain't got no honey baby now.
Oh, there was so much intensity in that music and so much excitement. I would have loved to have seen John Duffy play more often. I saw him with Seldom Seen, and I saw him in 1971 after he had left the Country Gentlemen. I saw he came in and did a set with the Bluegrass Alliance in a cafe at the Shamrock, I think it was, in Washington, D.C., and John just came in and guested on a couple of songs with him, and that was a real treat because at that time, John hadn't been involved in any of the local performances, and we certainly didn't expect to see John Duffy in 1971, and we did. An amazing presence in his music. Oh, let's relax a little bit more now with Ronnie Reno from the album Front Porch Gospel. And Ronnie Reno in the Reno tradition, that is... I've got it here. Open it up, Paul. Come on, open it up. Mike Scott playing banjo and doing the baritone vocals. Heath Van Winkle on tenor vocals and the upright bass. Jackie Miller on the fiddle and singing the baritone and bass vocals. And John Marbury on mandolin. And, of course, Ronnie Reno plays guitar, although he's a great mandolin player as well and is likely to do all those sorts of things. He's a great TV host as well. Some of you may have some of his DVDs, and he's always a wonderful host. Anyway, here he is doing this lovely song called Front Porch Gospel. Ronnie Reno.
I took a fast train to another place in time. It took me back to yesterday with pictures in my mind. The family gathered round like a Sunday morning choir. It was our place of worship and it filled our heart's desire.
Front Porch Gospel.
Mom would sing a song.
Front Porch Gospel.
We'd all sing along. We'll bow our heads and say a prayer and thank the Lord for all His care.
Front Porch Gospel, a singing for the Lord.
Singing for Jesus in the gospel way. Just like John the Baptist looking forward to that day. When all of God's children meet in glory land. The mighty power of Jesus reaches out His hand.
Front Porch Gospel.
Mom would sing a song.
Front Porch Gospel.
We'd all sing along.
We'd bow our heads and say a prayer and thank the Lord for all His care. Front Porch Gospel, singing for the Lord.
Our mom would sing a song.
Front Porch Gospel.
We'd all sing along.
We'd bow our heads and say a prayer and thank the Lord for all His care. Front Porch Gospel, singing for the Lord.
We'd bow our heads and say a prayer and thank the Lord for all His care.
Front Porch Gospel, singing for the Lord.
Ronnie Reno in the Reno tradition with Front Porch Gospel. I'd like to give a big shout out to all the people listening on the various podcast sources that you can, maybe Spotify or Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of different ways that you can listen to this show, even though it's just recorded at Hamilton, New Zealand. It goes all around the world via podcasting, and that just amazes me. I know us old guys can get amazed quite easily by the advances in technology, but podcasting just amazes me. There's a lot of people listening on radio, though, and a big shout out to you as well. Access radio stations throughout New Zealand take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're listening to me, just wave to me, not if you're driving. And lots of people in radio stations, the Access radio stations in Canada, where we do a sort of contra deal and swap some programs from New Zealand with programs from Canada, and we play each other's programs. And thank you very much, all you people listening on radio in Canada. I appreciate it. People listening on radio in the USA, maybe Bluegrass Planet Radio or Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, you will have enjoyed that last tune, Front Porch Gospel, won't you? Lots of different ways to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and if in doubt, just type Free FM 89.0 into your browser, and it comes up with the station's webpage, and you can click on Back Porch Bluegrass and listen to any of the last dozen or so shows, and hopefully enjoy them. I really enjoy doing it. It's music from my shelves. Today, the show is about getting a little bit of new music into my shelves from my old friends at County Sales Records. And so I've been playing some LPs and some CDs and adding to my collection. It's always good fun. We talked early in the show a little bit about the big influence that the Bluegrass Alliance was on the young Hamilton County Bluegrass Band when we went to the USA in 1971. In 1972, we did a tune that we learned from them. It was a Bob Dylan tune called You Ain't Going Nowhere, which is a great title. It's still a good song, and we heard the Bluegrass Alliance do it. It was Tony Rice and Sam Bush and Courtney Johnson, Eva Walker and Lonnie Pierce at that stage. We loved their version of the song, and we thought we can do that song. Here's Hamilton County, recorded in Sydney in 1972. This is from the album Kersbrook Cottage, and You Ain't Going Nowhere sounds like this.
So swift, the clouds won't lift, the gate won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off the winter time, you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, right behind, tomorrow's the day my woman's gonna come. Oh my, we're gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Send. Morning came and morning went. Pick up your money, pack your tent. You ain't going nowhere.
Ooh, right behind. Tomorrow's the day my woman's gonna come. Oh my, we're gonna fly down in the easy chair.
Tailgates and substitutes. Hitch yourself to a tree with roots.
you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh, he right behind. Tomorrow's the day.
That's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Alan Rhodes on lead vocals, Miles Ray on bass and tenor vocals, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, and Colin Trenwith on fiddle, and I think I was playing a second guitar in there somewhere. Let's listen to Missy Werner from her album Drifting and Dreaming with the song Living in These Troubled Times. Living in These Troubled Times. Just need to remind you, if you're interested in looking at the running list for the show, you need to go to Back Porch Bluegrass NZ on Facebook. And every week we post the running list of the song, which tells you the album that it came from, who the band is, and what the name of the track was, and what year they put it out. If you're interested in any of that sort of stuff, go to the Facebook page and like it. And a few people do that, not very many, but it's worth having it. And you you can access information about the show, and you can always post a comment. If you want to write to me, just write to paultrenwith@gmail.com and it'll get to me, or you can write to Free FM through the webpage, and it'll also be forwarded to me. Yeah, they're a friendly bunch here, and you'll always get a response sooner or later. Let's hear from Cliff Waldron again. Times of My Childhood is a track that I've picked out. His band is Cliff playing rhythm guitar and doing the lead vocals, Matt Levine on dobro, Nevin Lambert on mandolin and tenor vocals, Billy Wheeler on banjo, Steve Spence on acoustic bass and baritone vocals, and Pat White playing the fiddle. And man, do they do a good job. Here they are with the song from the album Seasons Past, Cliff Waldron, Times of My Childhood.
And the wood smoke went through the salt Blue Ridge hills. Hear the turn of the old water tree over yonder, and the whippoorwill sing their sad song. Yes, the times of my childhood are gone. Just dirt, poor dirt farmers is all that we were. Daddy worked hard all of his life. Kids proper and loved Mama true. He read us the Bible every night, and our home in the mountains was just an old shack. Our love held the boards nailed in place, and to most we had nothing, but to us all we'd need was each other and the Lord's saving grace. And the wood smoke would drift through the salt Blue Ridge hills. Hear the turn of the old water wheel. The hoot owl would holler from the tree over yonder. And the whippoorwill sing their sad song. Yes, the times of my childhood are gone. I came back to the mountains to walk once again the land that my heart loves so dear. Just to find all the treasures I'd lost long ago, precious memories of sweet yesteryear. But the place that I yearned for had vanished away, like the fall leaves that blow with the wind. And my heart knew the truth as my soul cried aloud, never go home again. No, the wood smoke don't drift through the salt Blue Ridge hills. There's no sound from the old water wheel. The hoot owl don't holler from the tree over yonder. And the whippoorwills don't sing song, for the times of my childhood are gone.
That was Cliff Waldron, recorded in 1999 and released in 2000, and it's lovely to hear him playing some bluegrass music. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. hope you've enjoyed this week's show, and it's all been about a box of new albums from County Sales, and that's just a different slant on how to find some good tracks to play music, but it gives you an idea of the sort of things that I order. If any of you have got a whole bunch of bluegrass CDs that you're throwing out, you can send them over to me in New Zealand here. I'll appreciate them because I like to find new stuff and dig through it and just find a song that suits. Let's take it out with Billy Baker and the Boys playing a classic fiddle tune from his album Fiddle Classics, Volume 1, Sally Gooden. Tune in again next week. See you. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.